Lately I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be.
I'm excited. I think about that every day. Can't wait to get that season opener up and running. And no, I'm pretty honored to have been voted to be the captain this year, and I'm looking forward to it, trying to grow into that role as much as I can.
Good evening, my name is Galen Hartfixson, joined by my co-host Jameson Brown and Nicholas Overstein makes it 5-2. He scores his first AJHL goal. Fourth, look things over. They're going to drop the gloves. They sure are. Armenko grabs the collar, pops him right in it. Kisser with two quick ones, and down goes Sukarov.
I don't think the world is sold. I'm just doing what we're told.
It's nice to come to the league and feel comfortable, and it was obviously nice to have the line mates to bring me in and help me through the start, and it really led to my consistency, and I'm really happy the way it's
the line
came out.
Hanger shot right on, rebound score, it's Chris Gary, and we've got a tie game. Dig it out, bring it up the right wing side, a one-on-one to the Camrose line for Kyle Starr. Nice move to the inside of the ice, a turnaround shot and score, and it is a dandy from Kyle Starr. Tobias takes the pad, the Glensville Girls, save of the game candidate to keep Wolves up 2-1. On the back end, on the breakaway, and it is a big stop by Jake Tamagi to keep it a one. It's going to go off of this face-off, and he's got Cody Fiala, and he racks him up with two right-hand. This is a heavyweight tilt for sure.
Tuesday night at the sports complex just got interesting.
Ward's 2-on-1 short-handed. Kerner down the right wing, waiting, dishes it off. Then
wow.
Duffin goes over the blocker of Buffalo to tie the game 2-2. What a setup by Taylor Kerner. Second period, and the captain is, and he'll be slipped to the front of the net, and Spencer Norwitz has all three goals this season for Olds. Gets to the front of the net, and the captain's got a two-goal game for the second night already here. Spencer Norwitz with his 19th of the season. That's his league-leading 22nd set up by Starr. To make it 1-0, his 23rd of the season. Norwitz shoots and scores his 25th of the season. Spencer Norwitz is 39th of the season on the 5-on-3 with a minute 12 left
to go.
That's
a hardworking shift from the captain.
That'll go right back to the blue line. Laj Medeir to the side, to the front there. Dorowitz buries it, number 40 for the man with the C, and Dorowitz. Johnny on the spot, right in front, takes the puck and buries his 40th of the season.
You know, playing with these guys, and you know, these are my best buddies in there, and to get 40 and to play with the line mates I have and everybody, it's been awesome, and I couldn't have asked for anything else.
Everything that kills me makes me feel alive.
Billick will pick it up there, around the net, on the back end, scores! Taylor Billick, an overtime winner! The Grizzlies rally late to beat the Dragons here in Drumheller, 4-3 your final score.
With head coach Brett Hoffman, this is how he played, this is how he expects his teams to play, with animosity and emotion, and the Grizzlies have shown buckets of it here in the second especially.
You know, I think if we work as a team and as a group every time we step on the ice, then we have a chance to win.
It's another cardiac comeback for the Grizzlies.
Sinking with the lessons I've learned.